Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Big weekend to look forward to once again. Some great meetings down for decision. We're going to start with Saturday's action and two Irish meetings on Saturday's programme. We'll start with the All Flat Affair, which takes place in Navan. 8 races on that programme, and it gets underway at 1:45.
Yeah, plenty of runners around this time of year, I suppose. It's not that far to go now in the flat season on the turf, I have to say. Of course, next weekend is the big Champions weekend at Leopardstown and at the Curragh. So we're probably less affair this weekend, but lots of runners in the races. As you say, 8 race card getting off underway at 1:45. The feature race, prize money wise, is at 3:30. The Irish Stallion Farms, EBF Premier Nursery. There was only 6 in this. And the Jessica Harrington has had such a wonderful time with her two runners this season. Also, places there with 3 runners in this one. And I think, I suppose, Panita and Aurora, of course, this has been around Evan a couple of weeks ago, might be the pick of those. Tom Madden claims £3 off her back. She was good in on that occasion. The weights are headed here by Air Force Jet, trained by Joseph Bryan, who has won some good races in higher class company and certainly would have a bit of a chance. Well, Joseph also was a chance with a horse called Crystallism, who won the Curragh last time when he acted very well on soft ground. The conditions won't be like that tomorrow, but he did get a £10 rise for that, but still nice, appears nicely treated off a McAvey at 4. Young Alan Pearce rides claims £7, so that one should go very well. But I do think Panita Adola has a very good chance for Jessica Harrington.
Great stuff, Martin. Anything else of interest over the course of the Navan card?
Yeah, there's a couple of good nice maiden race. That's a very open race to 1:45. Could go the way of Jessica Harrington again with a horse called Mutiny, who ran a fine race last week on her first run. With Dan Ryan finished second in a similar type race there behind one of Joseph Bryan's. Ken Condon's Believe in Beauty certainly would have a bit of a chance against that one. Certainly put up some good performances in the feet to date and has a nice draw in stall one. Ken Condon going very well, of course, this year again with his star horse, Romanize. In the second race, a big 5-4 sprint handicap. A lot of usual suspects here, but certainly Tide of Time for Edward Lynham, even with top weight, he must have a very good chance of 10 stone. Ocean Hour trains this one. It was third at the Curragh last time where the draw didn't probably help it. I think drawing 8 tomorrow gives it a very good chance, and he certainly would be the one to beat. In the big sprint handicap, the Triton Bar handicap, some usual suspects again in this one, the 2:55 Hattick for Dennis Hogan. He seems to have two ways of running. When he's on form, he's very good. When he's off form, he's very bad. So you have to know what way he'll turn up tomorrow. There's an English editor called Only Spoofman who actually won the race last season. Interesting, he's coming back again to run again here for Jed O'Keefe and Roland Whelan. But towards the lower end of the way, it's Mr. Bean, much improved hosher. Anthony Howard has a good chance. But also Aspen Bell for Pat Martin, the local trainer. He's the one I'd be looking at here, or he's the one I'd be looking at here. Just got beaten at Cork last week. Likes Navan. Killian Inner claims rides this one off just bottom weight of 8-4. I think this one has a very good chance of winning this big prize. Later on the card, in the very last race, in the 5:50 Horse of Dermot Wells called Midnight Sunshine, on a nice race, the Killarney Ford on our first run in a decent maiden there. I think with Ocean Hour on board, this one take plenty of beating the very last race, even though she's drawn 19, which isn't the best of draws. Well, in the two divisions of the Apprentice Handicap, Dame Hill Quest for Sheila Labrie has a very good chance. Just got beaten last time at Killarney and might be due a win. Well, Mountain Fox for Frank Oaks, third last week down Loyal, has a good trail chance in the 5:15 race.
Very good. That is Navan on Saturday, Martin. Looking ahead to Wexford, they have a 7 race programme, and I see a local trainer, John Morrison, has a couple that are featuring towards the top of the expected betting for Wexford meeting. Of course, Arch Melody has won his last 2, and Crimson Chief, who ran such a good race in Clarny last time. But gets underway at 2 o'clock in Wexford on Saturday, Martin.
Yeah, 7 race card on National Hunt and some interesting ones here. I think the opening race, Gavin Cromwell is having a tremendous season, and a horse called Chow, who's been running quite well on the flat. He's rated 78 on the flat, which is quite a decent rating. Conor McNamara, one of the leading amateur claiming riders of the season, claims £4 off this one's back. And I think Chow, if she jumps down safely, just a very good chance. The danger could be John Hattie's Frankincense, who was second to his good stable companion at Tremor a couple of weeks ago. Black Hills at Dakota was the horse that actually beat him on that occasion, but I think Frankincense would have a good chance here. Will also rip stream for Pat Flynn. You'd have to consider that one on his platform as well. But I think Chow might be another one for Gavin Cromwell. In the 3:10 race, Trenchtown Rock would have a good chance for Val O'Brien. Just got touched off, or just actually failed to get up at Bellistown last time. Very close finish on that occasion. Darrell Keefe, of course, continues to ride loads of winners, and he's got a very good chance here on this Trenchtown Rock. I thought just it looked a little unlucky not to win last time. The 3:45, Woody Munns of Savina, which is probably the likely favourite here under Katie O'Farrell. But I do think Stowaway Sarah for Pat Fahey has a good chance. This one's been well placed in a few bumpers to date and does get a handy £8 off Sabina here. So I think maybe Stowaway Sarah could be the one. The 420 interest is right at Novice Chase. The Red Menace was a good winning last time at Downpatrick. That would have a bit of a chance here. Stays very well and might be good enough to win here. But there were, you were mentioned there, Irish Melody. That has improved an awful lot. And he has must have a first rate chance in the 455 race. It's gone up £20 in the last couple of runs. It did win its last two races, though, and has won in good style. And I think maybe this improvement horse might be able to go in again in that 455 event.
Great stuff. That is Wexford. Looking ahead to Sunday's action, Merton. Our Merton, of course, one of the highlights on the calendar for many horse racing enthusiasts is always the Liz Toll Harvest Festival. They get unbelievable support each and every year, and I'm sure this year will be no different. 7 races on Sunday's programme, getting underway at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, very, very good festival. So 7 days. It's really kind of, you know, it certainly used to be the start of the national hunt season. Maybe not so much in recent years now, with things are different, but August does extremely well. And Wednesday there would be packed with Kerry National Day. No doubt about that. Kenny's Kerry National Day is always a huge crowd there. Also, the Friday of the meeting, Ladies Day, I think it is, gets tremendous crowds there as well. And Saturday, of course, next week would be a big clash, I suppose, for punters, whether to come to the Stowell or whether to go and support Kerry against Dublin in the All-Ireland final replay. Such a thrilling match last week, so it'd be a tricky one there. But Sunday's card looks a very good one. Kicks off at 2 o'clock. And I think that in the 230 Kerry May Hurdle, Stratham looks a likely winner for William Mullins and Paul Townend. Easy winner in the flat at Killarney last time. This horse looks well treated by the conditions of this race. Dr. Mikey is a fair old performer and certainly will put it up to him. I think Stratham should probably win that 230 event. The big race on the card is actually the 440, the Kerry Group Handicap Chase. Nice prize here, over 23,600 to the winner. And a very, very strong contest here. A couple of useful horses, but Aunt Susan for William Mullins again looks the one to beat here. It was a good second last time to a great triangle at Galway in a big handicap hurdle there on the Saturday. Had earlier finished third in a good race at Ballinrobe, the Mayo National. I think his 2.5 mile trip will suit her well. Paul Townley rides at just 10 stone 10. She must have a very big chance in a race where the likes of Dean's Road and Reach Up would have chances against them, but I think Susan certainly has a lot going for it. In the other races, the 305 is a very, very competitive mayor's handicap hurdle. And as you were saying, you were in Clonmel, yes, the horse called Touch of Gold won there. So she must have a good chance again for Michael Kennedy. It turned out so quickly. But Finding Drive was a good winner last time for Michael Hogan at Downpatrick. Would have a good chance there as well. In the 335 event, Willie Mullins again, Zola looks probably the one to beat here. But interesting horse there called Castella Saforza. Used to be a very good bumper horse a couple of seasons ago. Now with Parik Roach, if that came back to anything like his best form, would take plenty of beating here. But you have to watch the betting for that. I think Zola probably would be the one to beat. While Wicklow Brave in the 410 is a wonderful horse, this fella. Like, he won the 2016 Irish St. Ledger, a classic winner. He's won all sorts of, he's great, won hundreds of Punchdown. And now he's actually went over fences at the age of 10, which is always a bit late to be going over fences, Barry. But this one has won his first two races in good style, won well at Ballinrobe and won a graded race at Galway last time. So he'll be favoured to win this 410 and must have a big chance. Although Dinan's for Gordon Elliott and Jan Matt for Henry de Bromhead certainly should put it up to him. But I think Wicklow Brave could continue along his merry way. The opening race is interesting. Trio winners for and a couple of useful starts from the flat turn up here. A horse called A Wave of the Sea for Joseph Ryan. Useful start in the flat and would only have to be well schooled here. JJ Seven takes the mount. I think this one could get off to a winning start at the end of 2 o'clock race.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Interesting. You mentioned that Touch of Gold as well, who absolutely bolted up yesterday evening in Clonmel. So that's all to look forward to this weekend. Martin, best bets of the weekend?
Yeah, I think Navan on Saturday, I'll go for that Midnight Sunshine, the very last race trained by Dharma Well. I think it has a very good chance. I'll be happy enough to go in with Panita Aurora in the big race, the 3:30 event. At Wexford on Saturday, I would nominate maybe Trenchtown Rock, the 3:10 race. Good effort last time, a bit unlucky, and I'd be happy enough to go on with that Irish Melody. It's improved an awful lot. I think might be good enough to win that 4:55 event. Well, the Stowell on Sunday, the big race, I think, should go the way of Aunt Susan. Has a very, very good chance, I think, in that one. While in other races, then A Wave of the Sea in the very first race at 2 o'clock must have a big chance for Joseph Ryan and JJ Slevin.
Great stuff as always, Martin, and we'll talk to you on the programme again, please God, next week. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a big challenge weekend next weekend, so let's look forward to there.
Great stuff. Thank you, Martin.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.